The room was narrow and dark. There were a few small openings high on the walls for light and fresh air. A mattress lay in one corner, and a couple of wood sleeping platforms had been attached to one of the walls. The kids checked out a row of hammocks that were strung up along one side of the space.
"Didn't everyone get a mattress?" asked Josh.
The woman shook her head.
"No, a few of us had mattresses stuffed with straw," she said. "Some slept right on the wood floor. I slept in a hammock."
"It must have been crowded," Ruth Rose said.
"I read that there were over 100 passengers."
"Yes, and about 30 crew," the woman said. "Tween decks here, 'twas crowded and smelly. The rats would come around looking for food. We'd feel them at night, walking over our beds. Many of us got sick, and one passenger died."
Dink noticed clay pots under some of the hammocks. He knew from his reading that these were called chamber pots. There were no bathrooms on the Mayflower.
"Did you bring furniture and stuff with you?" Dink asked.
He was trying to imagine what it would be like to live in this dark room for more than 2 months.
"Aye, some did, but it was kept down below in the hold," the woman said.
She pointed to a wide opening cut into the wood deck. The dark hole was covered by a grate. It looked like the grates that cover street sewers, only bigger. Dink peered down through the grate slats. He could see a large pile of straw-filled mattresses.
"Everything we brought was kept there. Clothing, furniture, keepsakes," the woman went on. "We were not allowed to touch our things during the crossing."
"Why not?"
asked Ruth Rose.
"What if you needed more clothing?"
"Thievery is why not," the woman said, shaking her head. "The boatmaster was afraid we'd steal each other's things, so the hold was off limits. Still and all, items were stolen. My friend Emma Brown had her jewelry taken. She had packed it with her belongings down there. When we reached land and were allowed to see our possessions, dear Emma's necklace was gone. Emma cried for a week. She said it had belonged to her grandmother."
"Did they ever find out who took it?"
Josh asked. The woman shook her head.
"No, but we all think it was that Lawrence Mudgett, a crew member," she said. "He was in jail in England before the crossing. Oh, he was a mean un. Mudgett used to kick the dogs and the children if they got in his way. All the passengers hated and feared him. Aye, Mudgett is the Mayflower thief."
"There were dogs on the Mayflower?"
Josh asked.
"Aye, two, and a few cats. They helped by eating the mice and rats," the woman said. "Other animals came across with us, chickens and geese for eggs, and pigs and goats for their meat. We kept some alive so we'd have livestock once we landed."
More tourists were coming down the stairs, so Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose explored the rest of the boat. They talked to more workers, all dressed in costume and speaking with British accents. As the kids were leaving the ship, they were stopped by a man wearing baggy black pants and a tight-fitting black jacket. His hat was black, too, showing off his ruffled white collar and white beard.
"Did you enjoy the tour?"
the man asked.
"I am the boatmaster, what you Americans call the ship's captain."
"This boat is awesome,"
Josh said.
"But I don't think I'd want to live on it like the pilgrims did."
"We were very thankful when we landed," the boatmaster said.
"We heard about a man named Mudgett,"
Dink said.
"Did he really steal stuff from the passengers?"
The man nodded.
"Yes, I'm afraid so," he said. "Poor Emma Brown lost her jewelry."
"What happened to the thief?"
asked Ruth Rose. The boatmaster looked over the side of the ship.
He disappeared, Missy, he said. When we landed, there was a terrible windstorm. We all stayed in our quarters to wait it out. The storm finally let up, but we never saw Mudgett again.
The boatmaster leaned down.
Some think he escaped with the jewelry, then made his way back to England, he said. Myself, I believe he fell overboard and became a meal for sharks.